Blackstone Audio and Skyboat Media present The Fall of the House of Cabal by Jonathan L. Howard. This book is read by Nicholas Guy Smith.
Foreword. My lords, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and folk of all other persuasions, you are about to embark on an adventure wherein risks are taken and do not always succeed, where danger haunts every decision, where the stakes are high and the odds are long. You, at least, are in the happy position of not being in any personal peril during this tale, despite my suggestion to the publisher that 1 in 1,000 copies should be impregnated with dimethyl mercury just to give a frisson to book purchasing. You can't just go around killing readers, they said. Not until you're selling more units, anyway, they added. Every Cabal novel that I have written has been very different from the one before it. This is partially out of deference to you, the reader. Why would you want to read the same novel, but for cosmetic differences, time and time again? And partially for me, why would I wish to write the same novel, but for cosmetic differences, time and time again? Thus, you will be delighted or appalled to discover that the novel you currently hold, with surgical gloves if you have any sense, is not just the same as the one that precedes it, or the one before that. Or the one before that, or, I feel compelled to say, although I'm as bored with this sentence as you, the one before that. This novel is its own creature. It is also, however, a tying up of threads as a tapestry reaches its conclusion. It is not necessarily the last Johannes Cabal novel, although it might be.